So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught kechatzi zayis b'chutz, kechatzi zayis l'macher, kechatzi zayis l'macher, kechatzi zayis b'chutz, pasul ve'im b'karz. If the kohen had a machshava of chutzim kame on a half a zayis meat, and the machshava of chutzim mane on another half a zayis meat, or vice versa, the carbon becomes pasul, but not pigul, even according to Rabbi Yehuda who holds Tavos Lashon Rishon, because there was no shir kezayis of chutzim mane. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of four cases in which there were three machshavas. Two were for chatzis zayis chutzis manai, and one was for chatzis zayis chutzim kamei, as follows. In the first case, chatzis zayis chutzis manai, chatzis zayis chutzim kamei, the chatzis zayis chutzis manai. If the kohen said chatzis zayis chutzim kamei in between the two chatzis zayis chutzis manai, there's a machlekes. Rabba holds, the yikets kiyashin ha-pigel. The pigel takes effect. And even though initially the first chatzis zayis chutzis manai combined with the second chatzis zayis chutzim kamei to create a psul and then became inactive, nevertheless, the first chutzis manai reactivates and combines with the third chutzis manai to form a sheer pigel, and the chatzis zayis chutzim kamei cannot work against the majority to remove the pigel. While Rav Amnuna holds, iruv machshavas hava, the pigel does not take effect because mikivan shen starif shuv lo yer. Once the first chatzis zayis chutzis manai combined with the second chatzis zayis chutzim kamei and became inactive, it can no longer reactivate to create a sheer pigel. In the second case, chatzis zayis chutzim kamei v'chatzis zayis chutzis manai v'chatzis zayis chutzis manai. If the kohen first said chatzis zayis chutzim kamei and then he said the two chatzis zayis chutzis manai, there is a machlekes. Rav Dimi said in the name of Bar Kapara, pigel, ain't chatzis zayis moy b'makom kezayis. The pigel takes effect because, as Rashi explains, given the havelu hani trei dizman gabi hadodi mitzdarfi. Since the two chutzis manai were stated together and there was no separation between them, they combined to form a sheer pigel, and the chatzis zayis chutzim kamei cannot work against the majority to remove the pigel. While Ravin holds, in this case, Bar Kapar would have held iruv machshavas hava. The pigel does not take effect because the kivin shekadmu chatzis zayis demakim asi chatzis zayis kamo mitzdarf b'shuv in chayzim neir. Since the chatzis zayis chutzim kamei was first, the second chatzis zayis chutzis manai already combined with it and became inactive and can no longer reactivate to create a sheer pigel. Therefore, Ravin applies Bar Kapar to the case of chatzis zayis chutzis manai, the chatzis zayis chutzis manai, the chatzis zayis chutzim kamei. If the kohen first said the two chatzis zayis chutzis manai, and then he said chatzis zayis chutzim kamei, in this case, Bar Kapara holds pigel in chatzis zayis moil b'makom kezayis. The pigel takes effect, because since both chatzis zayis lezmani were first, they already combined to form a sheer pigel, and the chatzis zayis chutzim kamei cannot work against the majority to remove the pigel. Rav Ashi applies Bar Kapara even to the case of chatzis zayis chutzis manai, ukezayis chetzi chutzim kamei, v'chetzi chutzis manai. If the kohen first said chatzis zayis chutzis manai, and then he said that one kezayis should be split into a chatzis zayis chutzim kamei and a chatzis zayis chutzis manai. And even here, Bar Kapara holds pigul in chatzis zayis moel b'makom kezayis. The pigul takes effect. And even though the second chatzis zayis chutzim kamei and third chatzis zayis chutzis manai were stated simultaneously, nevertheless, the third chutzis manai combines with the first chutzis manai to form a sheer pigul, and the chatzis zayis chutzim kamei cannot work against the majority to remove the pigul. The Mishnah concludes, Lechel kechatzi zayis lahakta kechatzi zayis kosher. If the kohen had a machshava of either chutzim kamei or chutzis manai for both, to eat a half a zayis of meat, which is achilas adam, and to burn a half a zayis of fat, which is achilas mizbeach, the carbon remains kosher, because she'en achila v'aktar mitzdarfin. The machshavas of achila and aktar do not combine to form a complete shir kezayis. The Gemara proceeds with another halacha. Chishev she'echlu kolavim l'machor pigel. If the kohen has a machshavas achila that the dogs should eat the carbon's meat on the following day, the carbon becomes pigel, because shmei achila, a dog's consumption, is considered achila, as we find in the pasuk, ves izevel yechlu haklavim bechelik Yisrael. And accordingly, in the case of chishav shetechlu eish lamachor pigel, if the machshavas achila was that the fire should consume the carbon's meat on the following day, the carbon becomes pigel, because shmei achila, a fire's consumption, is considered achila, as we find in the pasuk, techlu eish leinufach. But nevertheless, in the Mishnah's case of Lechel Kechatzi Zayis, Lahakter Kechatzi Zayis Kasher, and even the Akhtar refers to fire, which is also considered Achila, the carbon does not become Pigul because the Afke Beloshen Haktara, the Loshen Achila Lechud, Beloshen Haktara Lechud. He used the word Haktara, not the word Achila, and the Loshen Haktara cannot combine with the Loshen Achila. The Gemara proceeds with a question. Chishev Lechel Kezayis B'shnei B'nei Adamau. What's Halacha? If a kohen had a machshavas achila that two people should together eat a kezayis of the carbon's meat on the following day. Perhaps the carbon becomes pigel, because basa machshava zlinan, the ikishiura. We consider his machshava, which was for a complete shikizayis. Or the carbon does not become pigled because basar eichel nazlinan like a shiura. We consider the actual achila, and each person's achila is for less than the shir kezayis. And the Abaye brings proof that basar machshava azlinan from the Mishnah's case of lechel kechatzi zayis or lahakti kechatzi zayis kosher, because shein achila vaktar mitzarfen. The lashon aktar cannot combine with the lashon achila, which implies, however, halechel velechel dumi de lechel lahakter vehechidami b'shnei b'nei adam mitzarf. In the corresponding case that they were different oichlin, but both were for a loshna achila, they do combine to form a shir kezayis. The Gemara proceeds with another question. Bai Rava, chishav lechel kezayis b'yesu mechte achilas pras mau. What's the halach of the kohen had a machshavas achila that a person should eat a kezayis of the carbon's meat longer than the time it takes to eat a pras, a half of a standard loaf of wheat bread, in which regarding other isurim is not considered a shir kezayis? Perhaps this is considered a sheer pigle, because la'achilas gevaya midaminanle. Regarding pigle, the pasuk appears achilas adam to achilas mizbeach, and regarding achilas mizbeach, the fire sometimes burns a kezayis of fats even longer than kedei achilas pras. Or this is not considered a sheer pigle, because la'achilas hedim midaminanle. We compare achilas adam to other isurim of achilas adam, in which the sheer kezayis must be within the time frame of achilas pras. This question remains unresolved. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the Mishnah's Seifa of Lechel Kechatzi Zayis Lahakter Kechatzi Zayis Kasher, which implies that it's not pigel only because it was Lechel Ulahakter. One half was Achila and the other was Haktar. And this comes to exclude, however, that it does become pigel if it was Lechel Velechel, Davishein Darche Lechel Mitztarf. The Machshav was only for Achila, even if it was to eat a Murim which is not fit for Achilas Adam, human consumption. However, in the Reisha, the Mishnah implies otherwise, that the carbon becomes pigle only if it was lechel eshadarcha lechel. The machshavas achila was for basur that is fit for achilas adam, which implies, however, it does not become pigle if it was dabashe in darcha lechel. The Gemara offers two explanations. Rabbi Yirmiyah says the Seifa is Rabbi Yezer, who holds mechashvin mechilas adam lachilas mizbeach. The machshavas achila can be even for a murim which is not fit for achilas adam, and vice versa. While the Reisha is the Chacham, who hold Ein Mechash and Mechilas Adam, Mechilas Mizbeach, the Machshavas Achila must be only for Basar Benaf Emur. Abaye says, perhaps both the Reisha and Seifa are the Chacham, and the Seifa of Lechel Lahakter Kasher does not come to exclude that Lechel Belechel Pigel. But rather, the Seifa is needed to teach its own halacha that Lechel Lahakter Kasher, and we would not have known this from the Reisha of Lechel Davar Shadarche Lechel, which excludes Lechel Ulechel Davar Shein Darche Lechel, and certainly Lechel Lahakter, because we would have thought that perhaps only in the case of lechel v'lechel dabashein darchel lechel kosher, because the lav ki urchei kamachashim, achilu was for something that is not achilas adam, while lechel l'haktar pigel, because haiki urchei v'haiki urchei, the achilu was for achilas adam and the haktar was for achilas mizbeach. Therefore, the Sefer teaches otherwise that lechel kechazizayis l'haktar kechazizayis kosher she'en achilu v'haktar mitzdafer. Hanulach Perikal Absulun of Baruch Hashem completed the second Perik of Masechet Zvachim and will begin the third Perik Kal Absulun in the next year Be'ezus Hashem.